Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Moed Katan Daf Chof Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 11 lines from the top of Daf Chof Beis. Dibur HaMaschil, quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer Afilu Bo B'yoyim Hashvi Mimokom Koroiv Moine Imohem. We were in the middle of a discussion concerning a mourner who comes to join the family of mourners that are sitting in the what we call the mourner's house. He is coming from the outside. We saw the opinion of the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Tanaic source. And here we have a quote of Rabbi Shimon, who says that even if he comes on the last day of the seven initial mourning days, and he comes from a nearby location, he can count with them. That means that in effect he'll only be observing the one day or the last day of the 7 days of mourning. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama was more restrictive in the sense that if he is coming after the third day, then he has to count his own 7 days. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if he's coming from a nearby location, even if he's coming on the seventh day, he counts with them. And as far as this newcomer is concerned, it's only going to be one day of mourning for him. Omar Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, Omar Rabbi, Vuhu Shebo Umotza Menachemim Etzlo. This provision that Rabbi Shimon makes for the family member, the mourner who is coming from the outside to join the rest of his family, this is provided he comes on the seventh day at a time when consolers, when menachamim, are still there in the house. If, you know, in practical terms, let's say that mourners were comforted certainly in the morning hours, so he would have to come back in the early hours. Now, morning, of course, is a homonym there. It's a M-O-R-N-I-N-G and M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So our example was coming in the morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, hours of the day. So he comes, if the one who's coming from the outside comes in the early hours of the day and there are still comforters that are there, so he has the right to join up with them. The issue of the hours of the day, I don't think is central. I think that the main point is that the comforters are still there. No, it is true, however, that Rashi makes reference to the morning, the early hours. Rashi says, "V'hu shelo omdu menachem netzlo shebo b'shvi shachris." He came early on the seventh day. At shelo omdu menachem etzel ze shebabayis. As long as the comforters have not left the house of mourning. The Gemara continues, Boy, Rabbi Rav Onan. Rav Onan asks, Ninaru lamoid velo amdu. Let us say the comforters motioned. Ninaru literally means that they shook. When a person is about to get out of his chair, so he makes a type of shuffling motion about to get up. So they indicated that they were about to get up, but they didn't actually stand up. What is the din if the outsider mourner comes in at that point? Is it considered as if they have already stood up to leave or not? Teku. So this remains unresolved. Gemiri chavrei de Rebbe Abba bar Chia me Rebbe Abba umonu Rebbe Zera. A friend of Rebbe Abba learned from Rebbe Abba. And now in the bracketed section, we have a different version by way of names. the Amri Law, another version is Chavrei de Rabbi Zera, may Rabbi Zera, the friend of Rabbi Zera, learn from Rabbi Zera. Monu, and who is that friend? Rabbi Abba Brei de Rabbi Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba learned from Rabbi Zera. So either way, someone was quoting Omer Rabbi Yochanan, they were quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel betrefus, v'halacha ke Rabbi Shimon be'evel. Two rulings of Rabbi Yochanan, they don't seem to be related, but they were taught over together. One ruling is that the halacha shall follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the realm of Trefus, that we haven't seen what that is yet. And the number two is that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon regarding Avelus, that is something we did see. So the Gemara goes over these points. Rabbi Shimon Be'evel Hodamoron, that which we just said, the case of the outside family member, the outside mourner coming in on the seventh day. He counts together with the rest of the family, in effect counting only one day of the 7 day period. So Hodamorim is that which we already said. Now, number one, namely Hakir of Shumalil Trefus, what is that a reference to? Disnan. We have a Tanaic source, and this Tanaic source deals with different types of organ imperfections that would render an animal unfit for eating in terms of laws of kashrus. And the organs that are referred to here are called the B'nei Me'ayim, likely the intestines, Shenikvu, that developed a hole, so that after slaughtering an animal and you open up the internal organs, you open up the belly of the animal, revealing the internal organs, if you notice the intestine developed a hole, v'lecha soismoson ksheiro divir v'shimon liel, and there is lecha. Lecha is a type of material. It's a slimy, sticky, thick substance that is sealing the hole that is considered acceptable according to Rishon Gamliel. My lecha, what is that a reference to? What is lecha a reference to? Amar Rav Kahana, shirko de me'ayo de nofik agav duchaka. It's some type of thick, gluey substance that oozes out upon applied pressure. So, as far as the laws of Trefus are concerned, which really is not our topic, that's something that we would focus on when learning the third perek of Maseches Chulin. But as far as we are concerned, even though a hole renders the animal trefa, unfit for halachic consumption, nevertheless, the hole is considered sealed if lecha is sealing the hole. Omar Mandahu, someone. Mandahu means somebody. Rashi says, Odom Echod, Man Dahave, someone who was there, he said, Izki v'asik, I should merit and go up to Eretz Yisrael, the Agmar l'shmaitza mipumei demorei, and learn this teaching from its source, from the pume, from the mouth of its teacher. Now, who is he referring to? So we saw above in the list of different names, one of the teachers of these of this ruling was Rabbi Abba Breder Rabbi Bar Abba. So this individual, this we'll call it Mr. Anonymous, Mandahu, is hoping that he'll merit going to the land of Israel where Rabbi Abba Breder Rabbi Bar Abba resided, and would hear this ruling that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, from the source. Kisolik Ashkeche, when he went, he found, Ashke met up with, he found Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Omerle, and he asks, Omer Mar, did you say Halacha Rabbi Shimon Leo Betrefus? Did you say that the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Leo? This, we'll call this leniency with regard to Trefus? Omerle, Ano Ein Halacha Amri. He says, oh, just the opposite. I said the halacha does not follow him. Boy, oh boy, you see how valuable it is to check things out at the source. Nevertheless, we go on in the Gemara. Another question, Kriv Shimon Be'evel, my, well, what about the ruling concerning Rabbi Shimon's approach to mourning? What's the story there? Omar Le, so Rabbi Abba says, Plukta Ninhu, the issue of whether to follow Rabbi Shimon Be'evel, that is a controversy. To Itmar, Rav Chisda Mar Halacha, V'cheinom Rabbi Yochanan Halacha. You've got Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon, which is a leniency. Rav Nachman Amar, Ein Halacha. And Rav Nachman says, the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara rules. V'ein Halacha Rav Shimon Amliel B'Trefus. The Gemara takes a stand. Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Amliel with regard to Treifus. And number two, V'halacha ki Rabbi Shimon b'Evel. The Omar Shmuel, and you might, why would we follow Rabbi Shimon regarding the laws of mourning? Shmuel says, Halacha k'divrei ha-mekel b'Evel. And we've seen this numerous times in the last few Dapim of Gemara, that when it comes to matters of controversy in the realm of mourning, we will follow the opinion of the lenient opinion. And that is what Reb Shimon represents. By the way, don't confuse the names Rabbi Shimon with the name Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. They're two different people. Stam Rabbi Shimon, an unqualified Rabbi Shimon, is to be understood, generally speaking, as Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi. So you have the ruling of Treifus was dealt with by Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and the halacha concerning Avelus was dealt with Stam Rabbi Shimon. At this point, we have a Tanaic source. You'll notice, and you can see this very quickly through our markings, you have a very long framed section. Throughout the course of this frame section, there will be bracketed sections, and those are sections where the Gemara interrupts the source. But all in all, it's a long Tanaic source. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivneh heading, a topic heading, combined with a structural note. And we indicate Ad Sof Amid Beis, this topic lasts till the end of Chof Beis Amid Beis. A double underline will appear, and a diamond. You'll notice the double underline highlights the expression Al Kol HaMesim. There is a distinction that's made between other relatives and mother, father. So you have other relatives versus mother, father throughout the source. The diamond highlights a Sidra Shel Hilchas Avelus, a number of different rules, laws concerning mourning, Sheruba Mufim Bebraisa, the Perek Tes Shamaseches Smochas. Most of these diamonds are found as part of a source in Maseches Smochas. Smochas actually is a euphemism, because Smochas means the Masecht of joy. We're actually talking about mourning, the opposite thereof, but we often use euphemism. So in the ninth parak of Maseches Smochas, you'll find most of these halachas. You'll see that the diamonds extend beyond that as well on Omid Beis. Another marking note is the numbering system that accompanies this series. They appear to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll see a number 1 in a diamond over here, 3 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, and the numbers continue down Amud Beis. When we get to number 5, you notice diamonds continue, but they look a little different. These are diamonds 5 through 10 are a continuation of Avelus-related halachas that you'll see tie into matters concerning kriya, tearing of clothing. So now the Gemara. Al kol ha-mesim kulan madche mitosoi hare ze mishubach. With regard to the other relatives, we spoke about 7 relatives over whom one is upon their death, one is expected to or required to mourn. Amongst the relatives, you also have, amongst the 7 are father and mother, so we're dealing with the other, the brother, sister, son, daughter, husband, wife. Those are the other relatives. Madche mitaso. We attempt to hasten their burial. And one who hastens their burial, that's considered praiseworthy. Al oviv v'al imoi hare ze meguna. However, with regard to father or mother, that is considered reprehensible. Meguna is negative. Hoya erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov. However, if it's a Friday or it's the day before a holiday, then even in the case of father and mother, there's an early Bach, by the way, adds another point. Oh, show you shomim zafen al midas, or it was rainy, and you have the stretcher with the body on it in the rain. Hare ze meshubach sheina oisa elo lechvoid avivimo. In those cases where he will be hastening their burial, he's doing it only out of honor to his mother or father. With regard to the death of other relatives, if he wants to limit the amount of business dealings, he can, and if he wants to, he doesn't have to. Now, as far as business dealings are concerned, that might come as a surprise. We in the past have learned about the Ovel in being forbidden in Melocha. Now, how is it that we're making an allowance over here? So this is a discussion that you find this in the commentaries. One of the points that are mentioned has to do with a person who would otherwise be experiencing a loss. It's what we call a dover ha'ovid. There are other approaches, but whatever the case is, with regard to other relatives, there is a matter of option involved. And by the way, we made reference to the Mefarshim. You can see in the Rabbi Kiva Eger Gilyan Hashas, he forwards you to Daf Chof Zayin, where there is a Tosfos Dibur Masel Im Yochel that discusses this a bit more. But questions aside, there is a distinction is made between the other relatives that died. There, the issue of Asek, of Schora, of commerce, is a matter of option. However, we're at the top of Amud Beis, Al Imoi Nemayit. With regard to father or mother that died, there you are required to reduce or withdraw from your commercial activities. With regard to the death of other relatives, if one wants to reveal his shoulder, this is a practice that I'm not sure you will find common nowadays, but the Gemara does make reference to this practice of revealing, of like stretching the clothing off of one's shoulder, revealing one's shoulder. So that can be done. It's a matter of option with regard to the death of other relatives. However, with regard to mother and father, there it's required. Omaisa, an incident, begodol hador echad, with one leading member of the generation's leaders, shemes aviv ubikesh lachloitz. His father died, and he wanted to reveal his shoulder. Ubikesh gadol hador acher she'imoi lachloitz v'nimna v'lo cholatz. And another gadol hador, another leader that was present, who came to console the mourner, he also wanted, we'll say out of respect, he also wanted to reveal his shoulder. V'nimna, and as a result of that, the mourner himself restrained himself. Nimna, he withheld the lochalat and did not reveal his shoulder. You'll notice there's a bracketed section, and within the brackets there's a discussion who were these two gedolei hador. And after the brackets, we pick up with the third halacha in this series regarding taking of haircuts. So now, that having been said, within the brackets, Omar Abaye. And we mentioned earlier that the brackets indicate a Gemara interruption of the Tanaic source. So here we have Abaye pointing out, Godol Hador, who was the Ovel, the mourner was Rebbe. Godol Hador, Sheimo, the visitor Godol Hador that came there, Rebbe Yankiv Bar Acho. Ve'ika the army, another version. Godol Hador, the Godol Hador who was the mourner, was Rabbi Yankiv Bar Acho. Godol Hador She'imo, the other leader figure that came to console, was Rebbe. So now, the Gemara will evaluate which one of these two versions makes more sense in the original story of the mourner desiring to reveal his shoulder, but then withholding when he saw that the fellow Godel Hador who came to consult also wanted to do so. The Gemara says, Bishlamo Laman Domar, the second approach would make more sense, who said Godel Hador Shimo was Rebbe, that the visitor was Rebbe, who was the head of the Jewish people. He was coming to console Rabbi Yankiv. Hainu denimna volocholatz. That with that I can understand that Rabbi Yankiv, who was the mourner, he withheld and did not reveal his shoulder, even though his parent had died. His father had died. It was, in this case, his name was Acha. So when Rabbi Yankiv Bar Acha saw that Rabbi was also about to reveal his shoulder, so he, Rabbi Yankiv, the mourner, withheld. It wasn't respectful, let's say, for in his eyes, for Rabbi to also reveal his shoulder. Elo lamandi omar Rabbi Yankiv Bar Acha, but according to the approach that said that the Godel Hador Imo, the consoler, was Rabbi Yankiv Bar Acha, and Rebbe was the ovel over the death of his father. Who was the father of Rebbe? His father's name was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel happened to have himself, he had been the Nasi. He had been the leader of the Jewish people of the time. So if you say that the actual mourner was Rebbe, and according to the original story, using this version, Rebbe, upon seeing Rav Yankiv Bar Acha attempting to reveal his shoulder as well, Amai Nimna V'Locholatz, why would Rebbe stop and not reveal his shoulder? Wouldn't Rav Yankiv Bar Acha, who was visiting, be expected to be chileitz? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Nosi Have, the father of Rebbe, if Rebbe was in fact mourning over the death of his father, he was mourning over the death of the Nosi of his father, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Kuli Alma Mechayvi LeMichlatz, being that we're talking about the death of the Nosi, the entire population is expected to demonstrate an act of mourning, namely shoulder revelation. Why would Rebbe stop and not reveal his shoulder? He should have gone ahead, watched Rabbi Yankiv Bar Acha also reveal his shoulder, as he would have been expected to. Kashya. So this remains as a difficulty according to the Aleph presentation here, that the mourner was Rebbe. That would create a difficulty in understanding the original story line. We continue. Al kol ha-mesim kulon mistaper le'achar shloshim yom. With regard to the death of other relatives, so after 30 days, haircut taking is allowed. Al ovav yalimo, with the death of father or mother, 30 days is not the standard, but rather ad shiyigaru boi chaverov. One would not take haircut until his friends, yigaru literally means get angry, but we would say here until they criticize him that his hair is looking too long. One could probably assume that this is more than a mere 30 days. So that the standard for haircut taking on the part of the mourner with the death of one's father or mother is a different standard than, and it's a standard that's not measured in terms of time, but rather in terms of public reaction. Another halach, al kol ha-mesim kulon nichnas lebeis ha-simcha li'achar shloshim yoim, alov alimo li'achar yud beis chodesh. With regard to the death of other relatives, the mourner is allowed to go into a party. A beis ha-simcha is a house of joy. What exactly that is, so we'll see a little bit more about that as we go on the Gemara, but we'll just use the common expression was house of joy, or a joyful gathering, a party. He's allowed after 30 days. However, al ovav yalimo, with regard to someone who lost his mother or father, that's only li'achar yud beis chodesh, only after 12 months. Again, you see a brackets, and after the brackets, we pick up with the fifth halacha, and within the brackets, we have a note on the side, B'socha Sograim, Keta Shel HaGemara, within the brackets you have a section of Gemara, B'socham Sograim, Pnimim, within these brackets you'll notice angular brackets, internal brackets, Shebo Lishno Shniel Shel Rabo Bar Bachan, with a second version involving the name Rabo Bar Bachana. So now that the structure is pretty clear, let's continue in the bracketed section. Omar Rabba Barachana. Ula Simchas Mreus. When we speak here about entering a Besa Simcha, it's a Simcha of a friendly gathering. Mreus, where Rea are friends. Simchas Mreus, gathering of friends. Meisvei, how can you say that simcha means simchas mreus when you have a Tanaic source that says ula simcha ula mreus shloshim yom? This source presents them as two separate events. One is simcha and the other is mreus. Both of them being allowed only after 30 days. Kashya, so this presents a difficulty for Rabbi Bar Bachana's explanation that simcha means mreus when in this source you see there are two separate things. Ameimar Masni Hochi. Ameimar's version is as follows. Omar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Ula Simchas Mereus Mutter Likones La'alter. Totally different version of Rabbi Bar Bachana. That Rabbi Bar Bachana tells us that to enter a gathering of friends, to join up with friends that are having a meal together, that is allowed immediately. It's not such a joyful occasion to serve as reason to prevent the mourner or insist on the mourner's delay till 30 days. So that Simchas Mreus, one could gather immediately. The Rashi at the upper part of the page, we have a little star, fourth line from the top. L'simchas mreis sudashay simreim v'ahuvim zeh im zeh v'lavi simcha kolkach aval sudad de simcha kagon denisuin lo. A wedding meal, a wedding festivity, that would not be allowed. In other words, then the standard of having to wait would apply. So Rabbi Baruch Hanna, according to this second version, is saying that there is a difference in halacha between Simchas Mreus versus other Simchas. The Gemara asks, "V'at Tanya l'Simchas Shloshim, Mreus Shloshim?" According to this source, even from Mreus, you do have to wait Shloshim, not la'alter meaning immediate. Lo kasha, still there is no difficulty. Ha ba'arisusa, ha befur anusa. Within the realm of friends gathering, there was a practice, and Rashi describes this, that friends would get together and they would have joint meals. So take a look at the Rashi. Ha ba'arisusa, ha befur anusa. Arisus, arisa hainu. What is arisa a reference to? Shemaschil echad mehem lasu suda. We have a group of friends, and one of them gets the idea, let's have meals together. Umalve lekulam kdesh yasu gam heim nami kach. And he lays out money to each one of the friends that, let's say, once a week, each one of us will sponsor a meal, will pay for a meal for everyone else to get together. So you have one fellow laying out money for these meals. Now, eventually, each one of the parties that receives this loan for making a meal will have to pay back. And he'll pay back with another meal, if you will, with making his own meal. So Rashi says, one lays out money for each one of them. So la'oisa se'uda eino nichnas ad la'achar shloshim yom. When it comes to that initial meal that the one fellow is making for everyone else, that initial meal represents, maybe we should say more accurately, he's making a meal and laying out money for each one's portion. So for that meal, the mourner must wait 30 days. Avol bepuranusa shemeshalim lohem sudos shenasuloi. When it comes to puranusa, it means to pay back, like piraon, to pay back. when someone is making a meal as a form of as a result of an obligation to pay back a meal, so yikonis la'alta shivshalo shalo shalim. There, he can't avoid not paying back. So that if this mourner had received a loan from someone in order to make a meal, and now it's his chance to prepare a meal as payback. That kind of meal, a payback meal, is something that a mourner can participate in immediately. Not only that, it seems to me that it's, from this Rashi, it seems to be that it's his payback meal. So even though he's within 30 days of mourning, he can make such a meal as payback for the others. As Rashi says, she'ef shelo shelo lashtam. It's a type of obligation that he can't avoid. We continue in the Gemara. Al kol ha-mesim kulon kireya tefach. With regard to the rending of garments regarding other relatives, the tear measures a handbreadth. Al oviv ve'alimo ad shi'gala es libo. It would be a tear, let's say, if you're tearing from the top of the garment down to where one's heart is located. It's a longer tear. Again, you see a bracketed section following which is the next halacha. So, in the brackets, I'm going to involve my craw. What is the pasuk that indicates this? Vayechazak David bivgodov vayikoreim. V'ein achiza pochos mitefach. The word achiza, now David was rending his garments, and you see the word vayechazak David, so he took hold of his garment, and taking hold, achiza, is holding something, when you hold something that's not less than a tefach. Hence, the shiur, distance, or the size, the length of the tear, is going to be for other relatives, no less than a tefach. Al kol ha-mesim kulon afilu lovush asorah chalukin einu kreila elyon. With regard to other relatives, and we've mentioned before, by the way, that from halacha 5 onwards, 5 through 10, we're dealing with tearing halacha. So this is the second of the tearing halachas. With regard to other relatives, if a person is, let's say, dressed in layers of clothing, he's expected to tear only the uppermost. Einu kareela elyon. He tears only the uppermost garment. Al oviv al imoy kareya es kulon. With regard to tearing over father or mother, there he has to tear all of the garments that he's wearing. Afikarsuso eino ma'akevis. Afikarsuso has to do with some type of headgear, a hat, a turban. This he does not have to tear. Echod ho'ish ve'echod isha. The obligation to tear applies equally to man and woman. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar says that when it comes to a woman and you have an issue of modesty that plays a role, ho'isha kiras es atachtoin. Let's say that a woman is wearing two layers of clothing. So she'll tear first the lower level, the lower layer that's closest to her body. She'll tear that, umachzirosu l'achorel, and she'll turn the garment around so that the rip is now on her back. V'chozeres v'karasas ha'elyon, and then tear the upper garment, the outer garment, so that after it's torn and that which is underneath is revealed, what you're going to be seeing would be just the lower garment that happened to be turned around. Al kol ha-mesim kulam rotza mavdil kami sofa shelo rotza eino mavdil. Now here we have to make a disclaimer, and that is we're going to make a comment based on, we'll also offer a little illustration. Pardon the non-professional artwork, but based on the Rashi, we're going to offer our explanation in the hopes that we're being accurate. There is a, just imagine, again, we're going to talk a little bit before we go into the Gemara itself. Just imagine an article of clothing, we'll say a shirt, and it's a shirt that has, maybe it's like a pullover sweater, if you will, and it has a type of flap around at the neck area. It's not a we're not talking about a turtleneck type sweater, but rather a garment. I said sweater or shirt. You can pull over your body, but it has a type of flap or a slit that's open near the neck area. Again, here we're not talking about a V-neck, but rather a flap. Now, that is the sofa. Kami sofa would mean a point just before you get to the flap itself. Now, if you can imagine, if you were to, let's say, rip the garment at the bottom of the flap being just a couple of inches below one's neck, where the garment still has it is still open. If you were to continue the tear over there, it's not so recognizable that it's a rip. It might appear simply as that's the continuation of the flap. That's the sofa. So, how important is it for the rip to be a visible or obvious rip as opposed to the continuation of the flap? So the Braisa tells us that with regard to other relatives, rotsa mavdil kami sofa shel rotsenu mavdil, you can make the rip before the sofa, before the flap, or you can make the rip in the flap and then continuing the flap downwards. However, with regard to father and mother, there the rip cannot be in the flap. If it is, it would just look like a continuation of the neck of the garment. Therefore, it has to be kami sofa, in front or before you get to the flap. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol kriyo she'eno mavdil kami sofa shelo, any rip that is not before the flap, the eno elo carol shel tiflis, it's a meaningless rip, and that is, as we explained before, it doesn't appear as a rip, it simply appears as the continuation of the neck of the garment. And again, a bracketed section following which is halacha number 8, Omar Rabbi Avo, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Avo asks, what is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? That he seems to insist that the rip be quite visible as a rip, and otherwise it's not a kriya at all. Dichtiv, v'yachzak b'vgodo v'yikorim l'shnayim kroyim. That is the pasuk. And it says he grabbed his garment and ripped it into two rips. Mimashma shenema v'yikorim. By the use of the word ripping, Eini yodea shein l'shnayim. When you rip something, you rip it apart into two parts. Isn't it obvious that it is shnayim just by using the word vayikorim alone? So why does the pasuk say vayikorim l'shnayim? It's just say vayikorim, and I understand the word l'shnayim. Ela shenirin kruim kishnayim. So the pasuk is telling me that in order to accomplish a rip, it has to be a rip that is recognizable, that's visible, that's clear as a rip, and not simply the continuation of the neck of the garment. Al kol hameisim kulon sholei liachar shivum achal liachar shloishim. With regard to rips made in garments over the death of other relatives other than father and mother, so sholei is a temporary type of restitching. So you can do a temporary type stitching, restitching after 7. Me'acha is a tofer kadarka, Rashi says. And Rashi, by the way, for sholei introduces a French word as well as baimacha, but in baimacha he says tofer kadarka, meaning a proper restitching. So that is allowed with regard to rips that were made upon the death of other relatives. Al oviv al imo, however, on the parents, sholelachar shloshim, we allow a flimsy, temporary type of restitching, but only after 30 days. Ve'enu ma'ach lolem, but a full restitching is not allowed ever. Fu'isha sholotoi li'alter mitnei kvoda. When it comes to a woman who needed to rip her garment, she can do a restitching, a sholel type restitching, which is a temporary kind of restitching, immediately, simply to preserve her honor, and the honor of a woman is through modesty. And by doing the temporary restitching, so at least the rip is closed up, so it preserves or elevates the element of modesty. Ki also Ravin Om Rabbi Yochanan, and here we have a new marking, the house marking, on the side of the under the Mivne heading. These are Shnei Halochas Shekshuros L'Rishima Shuvo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Achrei Havraisa. These are two halochas that are brought in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that are connected in some way, connected to the halachas that were in the Braisa. So, when Ravin came, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I'll call HaMesim, Rotsa Kareya Biyad, Rotsa Kareya Bikli. One can rip using his hands, one can rip with the assistance of a utensil, let us say a knife or a scissors. Al Aviv Al Imo Biyad. When it comes to the rip that one makes for Aviv Al Imo, it must be done by hand. The Amr Pchiyabar of Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Al Kol HaMesim Kulon Mi Bifnim. Now Rashi says Mi Bifnim Tachas HaMikturin Shelo Sheino Korea Michutz LiEinei HaKol. For other relatives, the rip does not have to be done in full visibility of all those assembled. Rashi's example is he could be torn under his coat. It seems here that an overcoat that one wears isn't expected to be torn whatsoever. So underneath that, the outermost garment under the miktoran, under his overcoat, that it can be torn while he's wearing the miktor and the overcoat, and hence the act of tearing is done without everyone seeing it. However, al oviv v'al imoy kireya mibachutz, the tearing for the mother or father demise, that must be done in full visibility of the public. Everyone must see it. The emphasis here, as from what I see in Rashi, the emphasis in the act of tearing, the verb, the action of tearing, that must be done while everyone is witnessing. Omar Rav Chisda, we have a new marking, and on the side we indicate that this is to highlight Rav Chisda's name. Omar Rav Chisda, v'chein l'nosi. This idea of tearing in public view is likewise with regard to the death of the Nasi, the king or the leader of the generation. Meisvei, we have a challenge to this halacha. Lo hushvu l'aviv l'imoy elo l'ichui bilvad. My lav afilu l'nasi. We say that lo hushvu, Rashi explains, lo hushvu raboi v'av beizdin v'nasi v'chol hanach detoni b'masnisa. There are others that one mourns over, one's Rebbe, the head of the court, the king, and all the others that are mentioned in the Braisa, and we'll see this at the bottom of the page. Other cases of tearing, or other cases where one demonstrates mourning, so they are not compared to Aviv Imo, other than with respect to the halacha concerning Ichui, the full re-sewing, restitching of the garment. Namely, that just like by Aviv and Imo, no restitching is allowed, so too the others. So let's read the source again. Lo hushvu l'aviv l'imo elo l'ichui b'vad. Only regarding Ichui are the others, including the, seemingly to include the Nasi as well, are compared. However, with regard to tearing in a public fashion, the others aren't compared to Aviv and Imo. So, my lava filu l'nasi. Is this not so also with regard to the Nasi, that he is not like Aviv? Namely, that Aviv, the tearing for Aviv is in public view, tearing for Nasi is not in public view. Contrary to Rav Chisda. Rav says, lo. That's not so. Labar minosi. It is true that all the others that we mention are not like Aviv Imo, with the exception of the Nasi. Bar means with the exception of Nasi. Nasi is compared to Aviv Imo, not only with regard to the Ihui objection, but also with regard to the need for public tearing. Nesia Shachiv. The Nasi died. Omale Rav Chista the Rav Nachman Bar Ami. Kofi Asita the Kumala the Achvi Kriya the Alma. So Rav Chista here is consistent with what he said. He said invert. Kofi is invert Asita. An asita is a crushing device, but it's something that you can stand on. Once it's inverted, you can stand on it like a platform, get up on it, and tear. And achvi is show your tearing to everybody, so that everyone, you know, standing on this, so that everyone shall see you. Al chocham choyleitz miyamin. Alav Bezdin Mismoil. Here we're talking about the rules of shoulder revealing. We spoke about this earlier in the Brisa with the story above with Rav Rebbe and Rav Yankov Baracha. So when a Chocham dies, so the right shoulder is revealed. A Chocham being a Torah sage. So the public is expected to reveal their right shoulder. Al-Av Bezdin, Mismol, with the death of the head of the court. So the left shoulder is revealed. Al-Nosi, Mikanu, Mikan, when the king dies, or the head of the people, when he dies, both are revealed. Before we go further, we have a topic heading. The Nosei, Gimel Dargis, Shalmises Chachamim, Ubitol, Beis HaMedrash. We'll see three levels of the death of sages, of scholars, and the stopping of Torah learning. Chocham Shemes, a Chocham, Rashi says, Memuna al-Ir Shemavak Shemenu Hora. This is someone who is the head of a community. He is sought out for his Torah legal rulings. When he dies, Beis Midrashay Botel. Those that were that would come to him, that would learn by him regularly, so they stop learning. Exactly for how long and all, that's not the issue at hand, but the idea of their stopping of learning, even if it's for one day, it is those that were regulars by him, they stop. Av Bezdin Shemes, Kol Bate Midrasha Shabiru Betalin, when the head of the court dies, so all the Torah centers of the city stop their learning. They enter the shul, and in the shul they change their standard places of their fixed locations, their fixed seats. Those that would sit in the southern part of the shul would now sit in the north, and those that sat in the north would now sit in the south. Nosi Shemes Bote Midrashas Kulan Betalim, when the king dies, the head of the Jewish people dies, so all the Bote Medrash are Botel. Bote Ubnei HaKnesses Nifnosin LeBeis HaKnesses, and the people of the shul would enter the shul, and we continue at the top of Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Koirin Shiva V'yotzin. So that what we see here is that people upon the death of the Nasi, public prayer would not take place. They would enter shuls only for the Shabbos Torah reading. Koren Shiva is seven people were called up to the Torah. That was characteristic of Shabbos. And then they would leave the shul. Everyone would daven, would pray on their own. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha Omer, Lo sheyeichu v'taylu b'shuk. We're not suggesting that people should stroll in the market. Elo yoshvin v'domin, rather they sit in silence. V'ein oimrim shmua v'agoda b'beis ha'avel, and in the house of the mourner. So Torah study, Torah teachings, and agoda would not be said. Omulov Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel shoya omer shmua v'agoda b'beis ha'avel. It was said regarding Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel that he would say over halachas and agodas in the house of the mourner. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.